God is working a plan in your life of which you may not now be aware. But do not give up. Trust His perfect work. Don't lose heart. Even His rebuke is profitable. Every person must learn to live under authority. The child must be subject to the authority of his parents. The student must be subject to the authority of his teachers and school administrators. The citizen must be subject to the authority of his government and those who are officers of the government. God made man capable of ruling over every aspect of creation except himself. But every man needs government exercised over him. The Christian is not exempt from the need of submission to authority. So that's why the Bible speaks of the divine discipline of God which exercises in the life of his believing child. The parent's goal is that the child grow to full physical maturity. The teacher's goal is that the student grow to full academic maturity. The Heavenly Father's goal is that each Christian grow to full spiritual maturity. Now, as discipline is necessary in rearing a child or teaching a student, so it is necessary in maturing a Christian. Divine discipline will be exercised in the life of each Christian. It is imperative that the Christian respond properly to God's child training. An examination of Hebrews 12:5-11 will reveal 5 suggestions in answer to the question, "What should be my attitude toward divine discipline?" First, do not underestimate the value of God's discipline. The Bible expresses the principle in these words, "My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord." The key to this verse is that word despise. Do not despise the discipline of God. It means to think lightly upon it, to undervalue it, to consider it a small thing, to ignore it. Expressed positively, the principle is to consider seriously the discipline which God places in one's life. So look for God's hand in your circumstances. He is teaching you. He is developing you. He is helping you grow into what you are designed to be. Spiritual child training, which is what discipline or chastening means, is not to be considered lightly because it is of God. So heed that admonition. Be alert to the conviction of the Holy Spirit when sin enters the life. Be aware of the approval of God when righteousness prevails. Be dependent on the power of God when temptation arises. Look for God in every circumstance and detail of life. He is teaching you. Experience the good which comes by the ministry of God in your life. Second, do not lose heart when God exercises discipline. The Bible says, "Do not faint when you are rebuked of Him." Consider that term, faint. It means to lose heart, to become discouraged, to grow faint-hearted, to grow despondent, to give up. The purpose of divine discipline is to effect the exact opposite response in the Christian. Discipline aims to produce energetic activity in the right direction, not to cause activity to cease because of a broken spirit. Discipline should cause a person to be renewed rather than to give up. A good teacher will check a wrong answer on the student's paper that he might recognize the error and learn the right answer. And the correct answer then becomes a part of his store of knowledge and aids him in gaining further knowledge. I remember receiving my first textbook in algebra when a student in high school. I turned through the book and saw the complicated and seemingly meaningless combination of numerals and letters forming the various equations. I remembered thinking, "I will never be able to understand that." But rather than giving up, I attended class and learned the subject day by day. And when I got to the latter pages of the book, they were very intelligible. Now, God is working a plan in your life of which you may not now be aware. But do not give up. Trust His perfect work. Don't lose heart. Even His rebuke is profitable. For remember that His rebuke is never prompted by anger, but always by love. It is His act of exposing a wrong and bringing it to light in order that it may be corrected. He wounds to heal as the surgeon performs surgery to restore health. So yield in assurance to God's work in your life, and you will profit greatly by it. Third, endure bravely the repeated disciplines of God. Here's the admonition of God. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. Now the key word in the verse 7 is endure. It is the same word translated patience in other portions of Holy Scripture. It means to endure, to persevere, to submit, to be patient, to stay under the load without giving up. The discipline of divine child training must be born to be profitable. Endure. It would be easy for the Christian to give up. His life is contrary to the whole course of human society. Jesus has called him out of the world and made him different from the world. He is like a fish who must constantly swim against the current. The whole course of unregenerate society, its books, its music, its mores, is below the level on which a Christian should live. Now, he could relax and drift and be like everyone else. He could, but he must not. God never promised the easy way for believers. Now, God is at work molding us in the likeness of Jesus Christ. That makes us different and identifiable from the world. The Christian must bear up under the training of God like an athlete bears up under the rigor of his training for the game. Endure bravely the training of God, for it has a worthy goal. Fourth, expect the best to come from God's exercise of discipline. Holy Scripture admonishes, He disciplines for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now, the best thing that could happen in the life of any believer is for God's great purpose to be fully realized. He corrects us all the days of our lives for our true benefit. He disciplines. He always disciplines right and for our best good. It is the greatest good that could come to our lives. God's discipline enables us to share in Him by partaking of His own holiness. And fifth, cultivate the good which comes from God's exercise of discipline. It yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. What are the ends of divine discipline? Purity of life, uprightness, correct thinking and feeling, likeness to Jesus Christ in one's inner spirit and outer conduct. All these and more are blessings brought when the discipline of God has done its perfect work. So cultivate those qualities in day-by-day experiences as God guides your life. Now, there could be no greater accomplishment than for the will of God to be done perfectly in you. Remember, discipline does not mean punishment. It means child training. God is committed to producing spiritual maturity in His children. He works through circumstances, good and bad, to produce full spiritual manhood in each Christian. So take care how you respond to the discipline of the Lord. Do not undervalue it. Do not become discouraged by it. Receive it with patience. Expect profit from it. Cultivate the good of it. For if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons.